When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, we know that Mike Milbury will not be a fan of this because we learned that he does not appreciate those who treat dogs like children last week when he was on with us. But if I could quickly, on a personal note, I did not dress up this morning, but my guy Bullet did. So if you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube this morning, there you have the cutest dog in the United States of America who was going as a cow.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Today.
A cow. So, it was like a Dalmatian?
Yeah, so he was...
that was a Dalmatian.
Well, how am I supposed to know it's a cow?
What?
I mean, I guess it could sort of look like a Dalmatian.
The ears?
Or whatever, but
well, I didn't even know the ears. I couldn't tell what it was. I just saw the black and white.
So,
I was
like,
wow. Very cute for Bullet.
Right. You know, normally at Greg's house, he's the cow. But now it's Bullet.
So there you go. Happy Halloween, everybody. Right. And Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov and by Time Out Market. Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city all under one roof. Morning, Mike.
It's not a good morning.
How come?
Well, I live with a sicko Yankee fan, and there was one of the great meltdowns of all time. I mean, Aaron Boone should be fired this morning. All he did was spit sunflower seeds all night. He left his best pitcher on the mound for 40 pitches in an inning, and the poor guy was, like, struggling. Just go out and say hello. Pat his butt like good managers do. Uh-huh. And he just sat there like a dum-dum and watched his team blow. And that, you know, listen, I'm part of a team that blew an opportunity to win a championship with a too many men on the ice penalty.
Yes.
But we only made one mistake. He made like six mistakes in a row. This guy, get him out of there. I mean, now I got to live with my wife for the next week. It's going to be trouble.
Have you ever seen anything like the fan interference that we saw this week in New York?
I lived in New York for a long time. I saw a lot of stuff like that. Then it's a weird place. But is Massachusetts. I mean, did you hear about this guy, Vito Perone, who got an offer from East Hampton to be the head of the school district?
No.
And then he responded with a letter to the head of the school committee, and he titled it "Dear Ladies." And they rescinded his offer because they called it a microaggression.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
And they called him an oppressor.
Jesus, dear ladies.
Wow. Where's the word? Look it up. Yeah. You know, I mean,
I'd like for people to start saying hello, ladies, when they call this program.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, Courtney, I don't know if it's like a Massachusetts record or something, but when I was a kid, I loved Halloween. I went out and got one night, I think it was 77 full-size candy bars, not these little cheapo things that are, you know, the little bite size. Full-size Hershey bars, Milky Ways. And so I'm very proud of that record.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Are you and the distraught Yankee fan handing out candy tonight?
You know, we don't get... We're lucky if we get two or three of them, but you know what? And that's okay because I'll buy a king-size bag and keep the rest for myself.
Yourself. Well, listen, you're...
And by the way, can those Amazon Prime people just get a life? Go back to work. Go back to the office. For Christ's sake, you're getting paid. You know, stop whining. The whole world is whining, especially in this country.
Yeah.
Even Matt Damon is whining. He's whining about the MCAS.
Yes.
He lives in California. Go make a good movie. Yeah. Shut up, Matt.
He's always whining, though.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what are we talking about
Your
today?
Beloved Bruins are struggling.
Yeah, that's That's an understatement. I mean, they're under 500. They're like 22nd in the league in goals for. The goals against isn't too bad, 11th. Power play, penalty killing, you know, below average. Five on, I mean, Joe Sacco's a good penalty killing coach, and I think they'll get it back. But the 5-on-3 the other night against Philadelphia for a minute and 30 seconds was really pathetic. It was pathetic. And with the exception of the fourth line, this team is underachieving is kind, but suck would be a better terminology. They're really not very good right now.
Yeah.
The top defense pairing, you know, the only thing that, besides the fourth line, the goaltending was good the other night. Corposalo, I was happy to see him have a great game. Good for him after sitting around for a couple weeks without playing. And Swayman's been okay. I think he'll be even better as time goes on and they start to form some sort of a bond in front of them defensively. But, you know, I don't know what they're trying to be. You know, the people talk about identity. I don't know what their identity is, but maybe more importantly, I don't know what their identity is supposed to be. We talked last week about their puck possession game the last couple of years. It was wonderful, but this team can't make a pass. They can't make consecutive passes right now. It's a time to go back to the basics, and you can see that Jim Montgomery, you know, he's no longer Mr. Rogers. He's an ugly, angry man.
Well, Mike, speaking of Jim Montgomery, he put his lines basically in a blender yesterday at practice. And that fourth line, he had a different guy from each spot on the fourth line on a different spot on the ice. He had one on the first line, one on the second line, one on the third line. Is that going to help, or is he being kind of overreactionary with how much he's like kind of switching up these lines, trying to find a combination?
Well, he's trying to put a... Well, there are four lines. He's only got three on the fourth line. He's trying to spread them out because they're the only ones playing well, but he's still a guy short. You know, I don't know. Obviously, he's doing whatever he can to sort of rearrange things so that they can get some sort of spark because they don't have any. I mean, they're not a puck possession team, and they're not a crash and bang team because they can't get there fast enough. I have to say that if you're the architect of this collection right now, you have to be wondering, where did I go wrong? And where did our staff go wrong?
Didn't he try? He tried to get bigger, which...
We're talking about Sweeney now. Yep.
And so, but, you know, in getting bigger, did you get slower?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's on not just Don Sweeney, but on his staff. This is a scouting staff and management issue right now, and unless there's something internally that's gone wrong, what could that be? Are they not in good shape? They don't have very much in the way of training camp anymore. We used to have like 6 weeks of horrific training camp, and you certainly came out of training camp in shape, but now they don't have much time. And I read that the guys have a tough practice for 45 minutes. That's the 45 minutes? Is that it? So, one, I would look at conditioning. Are they in shape? That's a thing that you can control as a coach. We've talked about discipline before. That's a thing you can control as a coach. And conditioning and discipline are intertwined because if they're taking stupid hooking and holding penalties and because they can't get there, maybe they're not in shape to get there. But right now, he doesn't have much in his bag of tricks to go to, but he can control conditioning. He can control, to a certain extent, discipline. And try to address it that way. But right now...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country... Get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You know, I'm going to keep my hand on my wallet. I'm not buying a ticket to watch that.
Mike, one of the things that...
That was a little strong, wasn't it? Yeah.
No. Well, when was the last time you bought a ticket?
That's never.
Yeah, let's be honest. Mike, one thing we were kind of talking...
Fair point.
One thing we were kind of talking about, and, you know, Shy mentioned that about the lines being kind of jumbled up and moved around, and I thought the purpose of getting a guy like Elias Lindholm was to pair him with Pasta and hopefully be able to, you know, have your best offensive player have somebody that can set him up. How do you build chemistry on a line? How long does it take to build chemistry on the line? I know they played 10 games. Can you have two guys on a line?
Why hasn't it happened yet for those two specifically?
Can you have two guys that might not like playing with each other?
Oh, yeah, you can. I can remember a time where I put a line together. We had a good first line, and Neely was on it, and Janney was on it. And I was struggling with the second line. The third and fourth lines were okay. I was comfortable with it. And so I sort of put a mishmash together of a second line. And one day the two wingers came to me and said, you know, you can't do it.
Okay.
Did you have to dump out of that chime? I don't think you did.
To get you out of this, Mike, you talk about them being slow. The defense has been less than ideal, and now they're going up against a Hurricanes team that everybody's been calling very fast. They can control the pace of the game. How bad does this game tonight look for the Bruins?
It doesn't. It's not promising, but sometimes these guys are athletes, are challenged, and they know what Carolina is about. Rod Brind'Amour, speaking of conditioning, I mean, he could probably play right now after being out of the league for like 15 years because he's a conditioning nut, and their team is conditioned very well, and it will be an extremely difficult challenge for the Bruins to face this team, but they're going to face a lot of teams that are, you know, ahead of them in terms of the progression of getting ready for the playoffs. And the Bruins right now are middle of the road at best team with playoff aspirations not guaranteed the way they've played. It's a little scary, but sometimes when you play against an opponent that's up a class, you find a way to up your game, and it'll be interesting to see how they respond. I mean, am I optimistic about the outcome? Not based on the way that they played in the first 10 games or so. I mean, I haven't seen any of their big name players play up to what I think their expectations were.
Hey, Mike, I have a quick question for you, not really related to the Bruins this season, just your experiences in the NHL as an exec and player and coach and all that. What was the worst curfew miss you ever saw, witnessed, experienced, or heard about after the reports of the Patriots having issues in London?
Wow. I don't know that I witnessed the curfew.
Or egregious curfew.
Well, I remember the aftermath of missing a curfew. We had a practice the following morning after a fairly epic night on the town in St. Louis for some people. Not me.
Right.
But anyway, we had a practice. Jerry was coaching the team. And we had a drill where the wingers had to cross in middle ice. And Dwight Foster and Bob Miller were not right on top of their game. And they ran into each other full speed in the middle of the ice. And just went, it's like dominoes, they hit each other face on and fell back to the ice. And it was, we were dying laughing. And they almost died, but we were dying. That was the aftermath of the missed curfew.
Did you happen to see a weird woman from Florida walk into your room that night?
Oh, I did. I was in St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, last one for me, which just Wiggy brought it up yesterday. We were talking about it earlier during Shime's lead, but do you think they have the talent on this team to be better than they are? And if they don't, does that not good or bad or fair? I guess not good or bad. Fairly or unfairly, end up with the finger pointed at Jim Montgomery soon.
You know, the last 2 years they played some pretty damn good hockey for a long time, and they got beaten by a team in this first year that went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they got beaten the next year by the same team that won the Stanley Cup. You know, I may have issues with his approach and that sort of thing, but I think it would be it's unfair right now. I think this is on personnel more than the coach. But, you know, what he's doing now and getting tougher, meaner, and, you know, nastier, adapting to the situation is difficult for players that have been there for a while. When the coach changes his stripes, it's a tough pill to swallow for some of the veteran players. But I give him credit for trying. I don't think this is on him. I think this is on personnel.
All right, Mike Milbury, happy Halloween. And
77 candy bars, full size.
That's impressive.
Are you a Reese's guy, Shime? Reese's?
Reese's.
Are you a Reese's, or what's your go-to number one candy?
Me? Oh, yeah. Milky Way.
Great
choice, Mike.
And not frozen either, by the way, Courtney.
Yeah.
Not
frozen.
That's
frozen.
A good choice. Milky Way is a good one.
No.
Milky Way.
Milky Way is literally just Snickers without the nuts.
Yeah, yes, and that's right. The best part.
No, they're not. They're not. I mean, you take a Milky Way and it's like a little gooey maybe in the summertime, and you get that stringy caramel coming out. Ooh, man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with caramel.
Like, great choice.
Lots of wasted plastic on Halloween.
Thank you, Ken. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
Thanks. There's Mike Milbury. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 37 points in the loss. The Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes. Puck drop is at 7. And bad news for Yankees fans. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. Freddie Freeman won the MVP. Robert Kraft has been named one of 9 contributor finalists for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The committee will meet November 12th to talk about the finalists, and then they will select one for the full selection committee to decide if the selected finalist will be enshrined. Thursday Night Football will see the Texans at Jets. Kickoff is at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's looking like a Kamala victory on Tuesday. Orange man down, America up. 61 and cloudy, afternoon high of 76.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.